What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 17th of September. Welcome, if you've not been here before. It's my sultry podcast where I talk for about 20 minutes with my sexy tones. It's kind of like a non-musical version of Serge Gainsbourg's Je T'aime. Without the Frenchness, without the sexy accent, and without the sexy music or the sexy girl. It's just me talking nonsense for 20 minutes, and I've just started by that little ditty right there. But yeah, stick around. Feel free to stick around. It's all about, I need your ears. There's no point in me talking to nobody, so I need your ears. Wherever you are in the world, it doesn't really matter that it's English news, because it's not all English news. I'm going to start with, to prove it, this is world news. I'm like the BBC, a very low budget BBC. Anybody who's an anti-masker or anti-COVID, you don't want to be in Indonesia, because you're going to pay for it, because they're making people who are anti-maskers, who refuse to wear a mask, dig the graves of COVID, people who've died from COVID-19. And there's plenty of them, so they're digging mass graves, and they don't want to, obviously. And it's a pretty grim thing to have to do, just because you can't be bothered or you refuse to wear a mask. Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, I get it. Nobody wants to wear a mask. I don't want to wear a fucking mask. But at the same time, I'm not that bothered about wearing a mask where I need to, or if I don't really want to be somewhere where a mask's got to be worn, I just don't go, and that's it. That's the way you do it. So a friend of mine said, I ain't wearing a mask. I wear a fucking mask. And I went, well, you can't go the shop thing, can you? Or you can't do whatever. Although, I've seen people walking around the shops with no masks on, so some people are getting away with it. But anyway, each to their own. I just can't be bothered to be bothered, to be honest. But somebody else who's digging graves, which is an unusual thing, is in Siberia. They've got a grave digging competition. So if you're feeling strong and you think you're fucking, maybe those who are the anti-maskers in Indonesia can enter the world speed grave digging competition, because it's happening, and loads of people will train all year round to dig graves at that fucking particular time of year in Siberia. Just coincides, mate. I don't think they've got any COVID problem, but maybe just coincides with the time of year where there's a lot of deaths. Maybe it's like the Siberian fucking, it's that cold there that you just die instantly. You just sit there watching the TV, all of a sudden you just die because it's minus 50. And you're like fucking one little broken window that you didn't know about. All of a sudden you fucking freeze to death in your sleep. So they've got speed grave digging competition. It's mad, isn't it? You can have a competition for absolutely anything. You really can. Like a guy who's just entering the World Guinness Book of Records here. We spoke about this all week. Guinness Book of Records for the longest gum wrapper chain. So he's made a gum wrapper. So chewing gum wrappers. He's tied them all together to the length of 32 kilometres. That guy has got nothing better to do. And he looks, it looks fucking crazy that what he's done, because it's 32 kilometres. He's got them all in a room there, so he's literally sitting in a fucking room full of gum wrappers. But he's had to beat somebody else who's done it to get that world record. So it's like, how many people are sitting there going, fucking hell, I think I'm just going to stick loads of gum wrappers together. That's it. That's what I'm going to be the world champion at. You know, there's like, I guess you haven't got anything else that you can be good at, sporting wise, so you pick something that maybe you eat a lot of gum, maybe somebody came up with the idea and they just went, you have to flick through the Guinness Book of Records to pick one to try and beat, don't you, basically. But the first one got in there because, how did the first one get in there? He's the Guinness Book of Records, but he's the only person who's ever done it. There's another one here, what's the other one? Most jumps, he's got like a rat who's got the most jumps through for the most alternating paw tricks and the most jumps through a hoop in 30 seconds. So he's got a circus rat, or he's got a rat he's trained to jump through hoops and lift his paws, and that's another Guinness Book of Records. I tell you what, I could get in there. I'd be like a decathlete. I could get in there for like more than 10 things easy, I'm sure. There's got to be. You just look at it and go, 99 of things in there, no good at. That one, yes, 100%, I could fucking do it. And that's how people must pick their targets. Next thing you know, you got your headband on and you're giving it all, like, you know, press-ups, and you're training like Rocky, giving you all that just to put in your 32-kilometre gum wrapper. It'd be better. I think the better Guinness Book of Records would be to get all that, all the gum wrapper, all the gum that's in the wrappers, to shove all that in your mouth, 32 kilometres worth of gum in your mouth in one go, and try and do that without your head exploding. That's the best fucking... that's a Guinness Book of Records I'd like to watch and would have some interest in. Or the one, David Goggins. If you don't know who David Goggins is, check him out. The baddest man on the planet. He's fucking hard as nails. And he did a pull-up competition. Now, that deserves to be in the Guinness Book of Records. He did pull-ups on a pull-up bar. 4,000 in, I don't know, about 2 hours or something like that. Over 4,000 fucking pull-ups. Have you ever tried to do 10? He's done 4,000. He was doing them 5 at a time, but and with like a 10-second break or whatever. But he had to do them within a certain time. And he had to beat someone's world record. He failed 3 times. So not only has he done it and won it, he also did come close 3 times. So he's also done 3 sets of like over 3,000 pull-ups. That's picking a challenge that's fucking gonna break your will. Because if I thought I had to do 100 pull-ups in a, like, in 5-10 in an hour or something like that, I'd probably start crying my eyes out and you know, pissing myself or something like that. Or I'd have to take a lot of fucking drugs. I'd have to, like, where's the crystal meth? Where's the PCP? You know, them people who take PCP. And then they just become fucking like the Hulk, throwing people around. Like, they say they've got the strength of 10 men. The face caves in like Popeye. So the face is fucking turned inside out. Maybe that's what Popeye was on. PCP. PCP Popeye. Popeye the PCP man. Could have been, because his face is fucking turns right inside out. He's got that, he's maybe smoking it on his little crack pipe, his PCP pipe. And then next thing you know, his fucking forearms just like swell up to twice the size. His forearms turn into biceps and he just starts banging people out, doesn't he? He's actually based on a real person. Check him out, he looks just like him. He's based on a real person. He used to love a scrap. He's a sailor. And somebody knew him and made the Popeye character over him. And check him out, because he looks just like him anyway. So yeah, PCP Popeye. That is, and like I said, pull-ups. That is a fucking Guinness record worth, you know, fucking sticking gum wrappers together. Or, I don't know, what's the other shit that they do? Changing their clothes or something like that. Changing, putting how many pairs of socks they can put on in a fucking, in a day. Just a load of bollocks, isn't it? Half of it. Or, I don't know. I can't think of another one off the top of my head. Let's move on to something. I've spoken about that for long enough now. I mean, let's speak about this woman. I mean, there's stupid people going in there. But there's stupid people who are not trying to break any records. They're just trying to... I don't know if they're trying to get in the newspaper. Because she's got in the newspaper. With the shittiest tattoo I've seen... I might make this a thing on the podcast. I'm going to come up with a different shit tattoo. Every time I see a shit tattoo, I might mention it. And I'm mentioning this woman's because she's had a tattoo. She's missed Greg's so much in the lockdown. Greg's that sells sausage rolls and fucking donuts and pasties. That's it. That's cheap ones. It's like the cheapest. Like anybody from another country, Greg's is like the cheap shop on the high street. And she missed it that much. She's had a tattoo of the Greg's shop sign tattooed on her ass. So classy girl. She likes a pasty or two. She's going to have an ass like a fucking pasty in 10 years' time. If she's, that's all she eats. She's going to be as fat as a fucking big fat pasty. So any lads who like a sexy girl who's got a bit of class and a bit of taste and a bit of style, don't follow the... Don't start following her, whistle, or like, you know, because she's quite attractive, I think. Well, she's got pink, blue, pink, blue, and silver hair there. So I don't know whether she's attractive. She's not bad looking. She doesn't look too fat at the minute, but I don't know. I'm just saying she's like Greg's, always fresh, always tasty. Maybe that's her name. Is her name Greg's? That'd be even funnier. She should change her name to Greg's, and then it would like fit because it's a tattoo of her on her ass, and she could say she's always fresh and she's always tasty, and it's on her ass. So, you know, it could be like some bloke. She'd have to meet somebody. I've seen these people who do their that Greg's put on like a fucking Valentine's Day. Special Valentine's Day tables in there, and people were like taking their girlfriends to Greg's for Valentine's Day, like lunch or dinner. The shittiest thing you could probably get. She paid £100 for that tattoo as well. If I was her, I'd get fucking Greg's to pay for it. If I was her, Greg's should do, isn't they? Every time she flashes her ass, she gets a free pasty. That could work. Maybe that's a good way of doing it. Free food, although it's cheap as fuck anyway. It's practically free anyway. Something that's not practically free is Gordon Ramsay's food. £19 for a full English breakfast. Now, anybody that eats a full English breakfast, that's generally builders. Well, most of England, but most people associate a good English breakfast as being cheap cafes, you know, like working class. Get in there, fucking fill your boots with bacon, eggs, sausage, beans, whatever. He's doing it and he's going like, can't wait for everybody to try our English breakfast. It's only £19. It's an amazing full English breakfast. And everyone's going, what? Full English breakfast? There ain't no fuck. Where's the this? Where's the that? Where's the whatever else it's missing? It's got two eggs, bacon, one sausage and a tomato and a mushroom. That's almost like a fucking half an English breakfast. And they're saying extra £5 for an extra sausage. So everyone's digging him out on it. So he's appealing to the fucking business lunch there, because I don't think any builder's going to go in there with his arse hanging out. He's going to be down Greg's next door if that's the case. He'd rather like fucking, you know, £19. What's the other thing? Steak and chips, £23. I mean, that's close to what people pay, but I don't know. It's just like... aiming for the... Some people have got more money than sense, haven't they, basically? If you go to that restaurant, you know you've got more money and you're just being there for the restaurant, really. You want to be in Gordon Ramsay's place, and that's what you... Maybe you might as well just go in there and pay for him to come and, like, scream abuse in your face. That's just, like, as good as what his prices are doing. You know, where he screams at people, going, you fucking idiot, you can't cook for shit, your restaurant's shit. He's doing that to you in a monetary way. He's taking all your money off you and calling you a fucking idiot for buying it, because nobody else would. Anyway, moving on. Kanye West has put out a video on Twitter of him pissing on his Grammy. That's pissing on his Grammy, not his granny. It's not a weird Kardashian porn film twist. It's actually pissing on his fucking award that he'd given. He chucked it down the toilet and then started pissing all over it. Something ain't right with that guy, as we all know, but... that's a very odd thing to do. Out of the blue, or has he been like cussing them already? Has he been giving them some shit? But nevertheless, you know, don't accept the award if you don't want to. Don't even have to pick it up, did he? Didn't have to take it home. He could have just said, like, made his statement by not going and not picking it up in the first place. But now he's putting it on there. I don't think he's going to win another one, let's put it that way. I wonder what his next trick is, but he's slowly... I think he's put himself out of the race for the presidency at the moment. And I don't think he'd probably win the presidency if he did. And then he'd like do a big shit on the fucking White House lawn and then do that doggy thing, you know, when a dog's got worms and rub his ass all over the lawn. Pulling himself along by his front paws, going, this is what I think about the fucking presidency. Which, to be honest with you, that one I can get on board with. Or this is what I think about the last presidency, should I say. I'm marking my own territory now and fucking getting rid of fucking any sign of Trump by shitting all over the lawn. But somebody else is calling Trump, what do they call him? A raving lunatic. The Australian Prime Minister, was it? Or Minister for Climate. Called him a stark raving lunatic. It's branded, yeah, stark raving mad by a former Australian Prime Minister for his climate views. Because he just makes it up, doesn't he, Donald Trump? Whether you like him or not, he makes it up. He just chooses, I ain't getting on board with climate change. He doesn't know. He doesn't fucking know. He doesn't really care. He doesn't listen to the scientists. He just knows about the money cost. And he just goes, I ain't on board with it, and I ain't fucking following it, and I ain't doing it. And that's his choice. He's like a baby chucking his fucking toys out the pram. You know, he's like, but you can say that makes America great, or you can say that makes America look stupid, because America used to be the fucking, you know, want to be the leader or the ones who forefront and run to these kind of disasters and, like, solve these kind of things and want to put their name on the fucking moon and, you know, who get in there and, like, help to solve the world problems. He's backing off and going, nah, it costs too much money, let's do shit at home, which he ain't doing much of. He ain't built a fucking wall yet, has he? Anyway, I don't want to get too political, other than I like the idea that someone's calling him Start Raving Mad. Because that he'll just like water off a duck's back to him, and I quite could find him interesting to watch. That's about as good as it gets. I've got to admire. The only thing I admire is the fact that nothing fazes him. He just doesn't fucking get it. He doesn't understand the... He takes criticism, just doesn't touch him. Doesn't touch him at all. The whole world laughing at you or whatever, or half of it, because he knows he's got followers. He goes, fuck it, I ain't bothered. Anyway, fossilised sperm from 100 million years ago has been discovered. Fossilised sperm. Spectacular find in tiny female crustacean. Imagine if they brought that back to life. They've just brought some worms back to life. Some worms that they found in some amber or some shit like that, they've just brought them fucking back to life, and they're running around this like petri dish, and like the worm size. Imagine if they just they're like the oldest living thing. They're like millions of years old. Imagine if that just jumped up and just sucked your fucking face off, all of a sudden, and then like swallowed you, doubled in size, and then started running around. Next thing you know, we've got like that film with Kevin Bacon on our hands, like one with Tremors, is it? With the big worms under the desert. That'll be like a disaster in America. That can get up there. That'll take the heat off the wildfires. Maybe Donald Trump could go down and check it out and see what's happening. And we can get him swallowed by the big prehistoric worm. That'd be a good film. The President and the Worm. But yeah, so they brought something back to life. So they might do something with that sperm. Crazy place, this world. Next thing you know, and we got the aliens coming. Somebody said the aliens. We've got more aliens. Life's been found. That's the start. I tell you what, it's going to start fucking snowballing. Because once you find a little bit, we're not going to dismiss it anymore. And now we're going to start looking a little bit harder. Next thing you know, we're going to be looking telescope straight through an alien's window as he's sitting there watching fucking... The way we watch alien films, they'll be watching some fucking film about some like pretend... like. Thing that they've thought up about humans, about nice humans, or maybe they've got us down as like alien, horrible people that destroy the planet and, you know, create havoc wherever they go. And they wouldn't be far fucking wrong, would they? In fact, they'd be right on the nail. It'd be a strange thing, wouldn't it? Alien watching horror films. Last one I'm going to do. Is it the last one I'm going to do? That's what I'm going to do. Slade's Noddy Older. Slade are from my neck of the woods, from near Birmingham. They're from Stourbridge, I think, so not far away. But they're from Dudley, should I say. But Merry Christmas. Everybody knows who Slade is. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Christmas song. He said everybody, they didn't want to make it. When the guy in the band that wrote it, he told Slade, Slade, fucking hell, can't get any words on this one. Noddy Holder, who's got the funniest name in show business, Noddy Holder told him to go fuck himself. He said, I ain't singing that. And it's been there, and they absolutely hate it, and it's been there like number one. That must make them about £350,000 a year. I'm sure I read that once. Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. So even though they hate it, it just keeps chucking money at them. And you can't, like, turn it down, can you? So you just have to put up with it every year. I have to put up with it every year because I hear it everywhere I go and I don't get a fucking brass farthing for it. So better be the person who wrote it and taking all the money. At least you can pay for some really good fucking headphones or play to be in a country that doesn't... or pay to be in a place that does not play any Christmas songs all year round. or, you know, whenever you're about, you've got the money to do that. So anyway, if you don't like Slade, if you've never heard of Slade, should I say, check them out. Apparently, they've got a great documentary about them. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to tell you about it. Anyway, until then, I'm going to do another one tomorrow. So until then, see you later. For now, bye.